577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist. They support everything you love. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our March cool snap will continue, and this is bad timing for spring breakers. Today, sunshine, breezy, high in the upper 50s. Tonight, clear, cold. There's a good chance we'll be near the freeze mark by dawn tomorrow morning. Protect those sensitive plants. Tomorrow, very chilly for March with a high in the mid-50s. Breezy, cold tomorrow night. Low temperature by dawn Thursday, near freezing again. A little warmer Thursday afternoon with a high in the mid-60s. We'll be into the low 70s Friday. Chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm. A better chance of showers and storms over the weekend. Stay on top of fast-changing weather with our free weather app. It's available in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. It has interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J. For the second time in a week, Prattville police have arrested a juvenile for threatening an area school. You might remember we told you of a 12-year-old girl who was arrested for making two terrorist threats on social media. Now another 12-year-old girl has been arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot up Prattville's junior and high schools. Police have declined in Prattville to grant any interviews, though, regarding this latest threat. A Selma woman, Cassandra Jones, being held on a $1 million bond in Selma, $500,000 for attempted murder, another $500,000 for shooting into an occupied dwelling. A child was injured in the shooting. Contravius Washington and Adrian Richardson are also wanted for attempted murder. And Latrell Alexander has been arrested. Back on February 7th, police say Alexander was involved in an incident in the 2900 block of Carter Hill Road. Alexander's been charged with robbery, but there were no injuries or property taken. That's headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal size, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr. Sandman,
bring me. What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home, so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials, just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally.
Jack.
Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Yes.
I'm not letting the song run for dramatic effect. I'm letting it run because I particularly like this song. It's catchy. It's a fun little tune. It's JT in his prime.
It was sung at the Super Bowl, if you will.
It was. I do recall. It didn't sound amazing, but it was certainly good. Pull it a little closer and it won't slide back on you.
Hello?
No, I'm just saying you were. There's like an awkward... Jack's trying to pull his microphone. There's just an awkward moment where if you pull it beyond that, it'll stay protruding. You gotta pull it to get
at
it to
my
protrude.
Age, that's really not a problem.
Our number if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. It is...
Tuesday,
8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Greg played something funny this morning. It was, I don't know, 6:15, 6:30. He said the only problem with... The only thing that wrecks your Friday, nothing wrecks your Friday worse than realizing it's Tuesday or something to that effect. It was hilarious. I'll tell you what, it's a big day for a number of reasons. Primarily, it'll be a bigger day if I can't find a stapler. Primarily, it's a massive day because of the news that's breaking. Donald Trump has fired Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State, and if you're just waking up to that news, it might be a little shocking. It was a little shocking when I first saw it this morning, and... my initial instinct was good.
I liked Rex Tillerson.
I didn't dislike Rex Tillerson. But you know what? I think a lot of governments in the past here in the United States, a lot of administrations, have been paralyzed because they're afraid to make strong moves when they're not feeling cohesion and everything's working and everybody's getting along. Trump has shown a willingness to make a staff move at the drop of a hat. If he doesn't like the way something's going, if he doesn't like the way somebody's acting, he's going to cut that person loose. And I like that. That's why we elected Donald Trump. Because he's doing things differently. And I think, I mean, from outward appearances, it appeared Rex Tillerson was doing a fine job. Now, if you get good press, and you're in the Trump administration, and you get good press... There's a high likelihood that you're a moderate to okay actor, but not a good actor. And Rex Tillerson, I thought, got some pretty good press.
He did.
And that tells me that the media thought he wasn't 100% on Trump's team. The other problem is...
Wasn't there a rumor early on that he was critical of the president?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm glad it happened. I'm glad we're seeing these people go. I'm glad he made the move on Bannon. I'm glad he made the move on Priebus. I'm glad he made the move on these people. I mean, there's something like 30 or 40 members of the White House have been canned at one point or another. And I'm okay with it. I'm 100% okay with it. Too many presidents are more worried about what something looks like, how are they going to explain it, what's the media fallout going to be, instead of saying, can I work with this person? I need to get rid of this guy. You read these biographies and you see presidents, they're like, oh, I hated my Secretary of State. I just couldn't stand him. But, you know, I couldn't politically get rid of him because we'd have had a tough fight getting a new guy in there. And you know what? Not Donald Trump. He looks at it, he says, if the guy's not working, he's not working. Let's get rid of him. A couple things happened. A lot of times you can tell during the fallout, and it's advice I give everybody that's leaving one job and going to another job, don't ever badmouth a former employer.
No.
It's tacky, it's trashy, and it makes people not want to hire you because they know if it doesn't work out, you're going to badmouth them. And people don't want to be badmouthed. They'll just go hire somebody that doesn't badmouth former employers, that knows the rule. So don't ever badmouth a former employer. Rex Tillerson basically badmouthed Trump on his way out. And that's
Ungentlemanly.
Ungentlemanly. And I don't mean he took a pot shot at Trump at all. But he's leaked to the press that he didn't want to resign, that he intended to stay in his job and wanted to stay in his job, and Trump actually had to fire him. That Trump had asked for his resignation back in, I think, Friday. And he came back and cut his trip to Africa short and came back. And then Trump cut him loose. And then just yesterday, knowing he was about to get fired, Tillerson comes out with the really critical statements about Russia and the nerve agent in Britain. And, you know, it very well may have been Russia that killed that guy over there, former Russian spy or whatever, but it very well may have been. But an outgoing Secretary of State doesn't need to be commenting on it.
No.
For many reasons. For many reasons. National security reasons. So a lot of times you can tell whether you made the right decision by how someone acts on their way out. If he was real grateful, hat in hand, and on the team, so to speak, you might have a tendency to feel bad for the guy. But it's hard to feel bad for a guy who's throwing a hissy fit on his way out, which is essentially what he did yesterday. And so he's gone. He's going to be replaced with Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo is on the MAGA bus. He's on the team. This guy bleeds Make America Great Again. This guy sleeps in a red hat. You know, there's no doubt Mike Pompeo is squarely and 100% on the team. And I don't think Trump will get any credit for this because he's Donald Trump and he's supposed to hate women and grab them by various and nefarious places. But we're going to have our first female director of the CIA. Can't find her name right now. Gina Hapsel.
Who the hell is she?
She is the current deputy director at the CIA. And when Pompeo ascends to the Secretary of State, Trump is going to make her the permanent head of the CIA, Gina Hapsel. I don't know her. I don't know who appointed her to deputy director. I don't know if that was a Trump move or a left holdover Obama move. I hope it's not a holdover.
God, I hope not.
But Gina Hapsel will be the next. But again, Trump isn't going to get credit for having the first female director of the CIA. You remember when we had the first female Secretary of State? Madeleine Albright, people went bananas. First female Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah.
What is going to happen over there? First female. You know, she was the first female Secretary of State. Is anyone going to go bananas over the first female CIA director? No. Because she's a Trump appointee.
Reagan put the first woman on the Supreme Court.
That was kind of a deal, though.
But he also had a woman at the UN, Jean Kirkpatrick.
I liked Jean Kirkpatrick.
She was a hawk.
Yeah, I liked Jean Kirkpatrick. She didn't seem to put up with much.
No.
She didn't seem to put up with much. I got some local stuff I want to talk about today at some point. Some things that are making their way back into the news that we need to address at some point. Old things that I thought were buried and dead in the state that are coming back and seeming to play prominent roles in the upcoming campaign. There was a statewide forum last night in Enterprise, Alabama. I did not go. Did you?
No. Did they let them speak? I don't think
they did. I don't think so. I think they just stood behind their booth. I think you could rent a table, stand behind your table, and people would come around and talk to you. I can't imagine a bigger waste of time.
I can't either.
I don't care if there were 10,000 people there. I can't imagine a bigger waste of time. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. Some of the statewide races as well. Things popping back up. Gary Cohn, the Goldman Sachs, former CEO of Goldman Sachs, or former, I guess, deputy CEO of Goldman, whatever they call him over there. But the number two guy at Goldman Sachs, big old globalist, corporatist. He is out as Trump's economic advisor. Larry Kudlow. I love Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow has my brand of economics deep in his heart. And I love it.
Is he on Fox News a bunch?
He's on CNBC.
Oh.
Larry's a little bit more of a protectionist than these Goldman Sachs guys. Larry's an America First kind of guy. Larry's like the Lou Dobbs of economics. So, who can it be now? Anyway, my take on it. It's evidence that Trump is a strong leader. He's not afraid to make a move. And on the eve of the peace talks with North Korea, he cuts loose his Secretary of State, elevates his CIA director, and appoints the first woman CIA director. That's a strong move by a strong leader who's not going to sit around and realizes we only have 8 years to make America great again. And we're not going to waste it with people that aren't working. Isn't this what conservatives stand for? And that's what you guys want to do with school teachers all the time? If after 14 months they're not working out, you want to can them? You guys, everybody wants to do away with tenure. And then as soon as the president acts in that way, all the conservatives are like, oh, he's out of control. You want a principal to do it, but not the president. Got it. We'll be back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Impressing with Amazon Music.
Are you just going to stand here all night, or are you going to go talk to him?
I will. I'm just choosing a playlist first.
Since when do you listen to country?
Yes, Jen! I love this song!
Very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees in every hive of bees in all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze. So whether you're a worker bee, a queen, or none of these, buzz over to ProgressiveCommercial.com if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of three trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
The greatest show on dirt is back. It's time to ride. PRCA Extreme Freestyle Bullfights every night at the 61st Annual SLE Rodeo. March 15th through the 17th at Garrett Coliseum. Entertainment nightly is Montgomery's own funny man, Trent McFarlane. Kids 12 and under, free on Thursday night. Family four packs for $40 on Friday night. For event and ticket information, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2. The 61st Annual SLE Rodeo. Can't wait.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Impressing with Amazon Music.
Are you just going to stand here all night, or are you going to go talk to him?
I will. I'm just choosing a playlist first.
Since when do you listen to country?
Yes, Jen! I love this song!
Very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees in every hive of bees and all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance, with over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze. So whether you're a worker bee, a queen, or none of these, buzz over to ProgressiveCommercial.com if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of three trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. See, we did. We went from Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake, dance music, to Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Not dance music, but fun nevertheless. Next break, we'll just be doing Can't. So we can't stop the feeling, we can't stop, we just can't. Our number 272-9228, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman. We'll be with you from 9 to 9.
How you doing?
We do have telephone calls on hold if you want to get in at 272-9228. Randall?
Hey, fellas, I know you ain't really got started, but some kind of word, man, that came across one of my little news feeds earlier this morning, that Amazon is going to block the pay raises that they was going to give out, and they're going to cut people. Is this the part that where they're going to try to crash the stock market on us, on it?
No, well, Amazon can't do that on their own.
Well, I wonder why. It read just like that. I mean, it read just like I said it. I mean, it was, you know, it was a news piece that come across one of these satellite radio channels, you know, and it says, you know, it's blocking the pay raises that they was going to give out. They taking them back then, and then they going to cut people now. I was saying it's almost like they're trying to make it unstable, you know, make everything seem unstable to make the stock market, you know, do something stupid, man. Just kind of got worried. And then two other things, I didn't write them down, but I had it on my mind that kind of went along with it. That was two other big companies. I'm worried now, bro.
Well, not every company is going to be booming. Now, we do have great economic news going on in the country right now, including Alabama's unemployment rate at 3.7%, by the way. But not every company is going to be rock and roll. I can't find anything on Amazon, a pay raise or cuts or anything like that on the news. It says Kroger shares drop as battle with Amazon. I can't find anything. Here we go. This was back in February 13th. This is a month-old news story. Amazon cuts hundreds of jobs from its Seattle headquarters due to overstaffing. Second-largest U.S.-based corporate employer has gone from a hiring spree over the past 2 years. So, I mean, this just seems like normal.
Okay.
Trying to keep your business profitable. Now, a single company cannot crash the economy. The Federal Reserve can crash the economy. But a single company can't. I mean, if Amazon decided tomorrow it was going to shut its doors, the economy moves on without it.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, more like, you know, the globe is kind of hooking up together, you know, trying to make it, us think everything ain't as good as what it really is, you know, in our minds. I mean, I know I was just more, you know, with the stock market.
Yeah, but I'm curious why that's just rolling across, because all the news articles I'm seeing are from February 13th and 14th on that issue.
It was on Sirius, on POTUS radio, on Sirius satellite this morning. I mean, like at 6 o'clock it came across.
That's your problem. You're not listening to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Well, it was before Greg come on.
That's fake news over there.
Before I started trying to, you know, track down Emily. I kind of worried, man. I was like, great day. I mean, I was honestly worried this morning.
Fear not. You've come to the right place.
I know. Uncle Baron
will get you taken care of. You put your head on my shoulder and let me rub your hair. You'll be fine.
I was worried about Emily this morning, man.
Emily.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I called the bestie and everything.
Well, you know, what's funny is I turned the radio on this morning and I listened for 15 or 20 minutes and I thought, boy, Emily's being unusually quiet. And I went back and forth. At first, I was like, yeah, it's kind of nice. I'm kidding, Emily, if you're listening. But then, no, I had the same thought. I thought, is she even there? So I sent her a text. I said, are you there today? And then she wrote back in a panic tirade that she was not there, and she had overslept, and she was hustling to get there. on short notice. So
smart, I guess she's smart. I hadn't got that far to get the phone number yet, so I was on the best. I was like, I sent one text on that, and I'm like, please be safe. That's all. You know what I mean? It's all kind of things go through your mind, man, when you got friends.
It's a Tuesday, and we got time. It's only 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. Take me through the Emily thing. Where are we on the Emily thing? No, your constant pursuit.
My constant pursuit.
Your constant pursuit.
It's almost like a coon. You ever been coon hunting?
I've never been coon hunting.
Well,
keep in mind, the most rural I've ever really lived is Montgomery.
Pike
Road, it's kind of rural.
See, a coon can jump from a tree to tree, go down a creek. She don't want to be smelled. She'll hit the water, and then them old dumb dogs, some of them that even go the opposite way. They'll think that they smelling heat when they really might not be smelling heat. And they chase the daggum thing the wrong way. I have chased two dogs myself the wrong way. Maybe I'm just chasing something that ain't there. But I can't help it. I mean, until somebody puts a ring on it, I'm going to keep chasing it.
Has she talked to you about whether there's a chance? I mean, you remember the movie, I'm not calling you dumb by any stretch, but you remember the movie Dumb and Dumber when she says, he says there's a chance or something. She said one in a million. And he said, so you're saying there's a chance? I mean, have you guys had that conversation?
Kind of, sort of. But not really.
Does that mean she had the conversation and you didn't want to hear it?
I didn't hear it. I don't think I ever responded. That might have been the last text I got from her.
Randall.
Hey, all I can tell you is that she is going to make somebody a happy, happy fella one day. Or a girl, whatever it turns out to be.
I believe it.
Because it's just, I guess, man, I ain't going to say that. But I love him, man. I'll be a best man at a wedding. You know what I mean? If it ain't me, I'll be there standing beside her. That's all I got.
Randall, I appreciate it. I'm glad. I'm just trying to get a little more insight. I didn't know what was going on.
Well, it's like this. There's a door with about 8 locks on it, and I've been broke my pick on the first lock 3 times. I ain't even got the first lock off. So, I mean, it's going to be a year or so, I imagine. Emily, I love you, sweetheart, for real. I mean, all you got to do is call me, and I'll come kill whoever's anyway.
All right.
We'll see.
Maybe you wait on her to reciprocate the pursuit. How about that?
Well, I don't know, man. Them dumb dogs, I could never get them to do right, so. You may be just wasting your breath, Baron. I can't help it, man. I seen that booty on a rap video, and I can't stop. Oh, Lord, boy. We'll see.
All right, see ya.
That was the horniest call that I've ever heard since I've been on this program. I think I heard Randall say, I will kill who's ever in the way.
I think he did. Everything's made for love, Campbell.
Ask Dr. Sam.
That's what Dr. Sam
says. That's what Dr. Sam.
Every morning. Everything's made for love. Including that phone call by Randall. That's classic radio right there. Several text messages of people that were loving that phone call. Randall, you delivered, my friend. You delivered.
I don't imagine one of those texts was from Emily Hayes.
That is a fact. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our cooler than normal March weather will continue for at least a couple of more days. For today, sunshine, kind of breezy, high in the upper 50s, clear, cold tonight. Good chance we'll be near the freeze mark by about dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is a breezy, cool day with a high temperature only in the mid-50s. Another cold one tomorrow night with the overnight low temperature right around freezing by dawn. A little warmer, mid-60s by Thursday afternoon. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday. Chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm, but a better chance of showers and storms over the weekend. Stay ahead of dramatic weather changes before they happen with our free weather app. It has 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I knew I needed hearing aids. It got to where I couldn't hear half of what people were saying. But the price of hearing aids today? Thousands of dollars? I couldn't afford them.
If the high cost of hearing aids is keeping you from the life you want to live, we have good news. Now there's a company that makes great hearing aids that real people can afford. Advanced Affordable Hearing. Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aids start at thousands less than most hearing aids. You get crystal clear digital sound processing, automatic noise reduction, all the leading edge technology that captures the frequencies most people with hearing loss need to hear. And since it's rechargeable, you'll never pay a dime for batteries. Order today and you'll receive the USB charger absolutely free. That's right, free. Rated A-plus of the Better Business Bureau, Advanced Affordable Hearing has helped tens of thousands of people hear better. And right now, get a free USB charger plus free shipping when you buy Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aid. Just call 1-800-325-1829 to get this special offer. That's 1-800-325-1829. 1-800-325-1829.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They are much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's springtime and time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check out the deals available every day at High Caliber. Need a gift? Brighten up somebody's day with a TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, or more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active Military gets their first transfer free. If you need a documented appraisal, let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You are family. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Stop the sun's rays from causing havoc in your home or business. Solar Protective Film's window tinting blocks over 99% of the sun's intense UV light rays from peering in your room's windows and causing menacing heat, glare, and damage. Solar Protective Films will block the glare, the heat, and sun fade, ruining your ideal living or workspace. Maximize your room's interior and exterior view. Visually add modern curb appeal while upgrading your privacy and security behind your glass doors or windows. The right tin shade filters in a naturally soothing light, while immediately making your home or office energy efficient and climate controlled. Privacy, security, storm-proof protection, and a shield from harmful UV. See the many options and let us personalize an SPF window tinting solution for you at solarprotectivefilms.com. That's solarprotectivefilms.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount. You're only one shade away from gaining the many benefits of home or office window tinting. SolarProtectiveFilms.com.
It is 37 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman here with you every single day from 9 to noon. And 84 stops by, joins us. Jack, I was waiting for a how you dern.
Really?
Yeah.
How you dern?
I even gave the pause and everything. And how you dern?
I'm dern not.
I noticed you wearing your Campbell for Mayor shirt.
Yeah, I'm out campaigning early this morning.
I noticed.
And hey, if you're gonna be campaigning for Jack, you got to take this seriously.
I understand.
And Jack 330, you know, Clay 330 is here right on time.
I can understand at 9:37. A couple of things. One is the Jack Campbell for Mayor campaign t-shirts still are available for anyone that wants
one. Oh, I need to get that one that I talked to you about, if you've got it.
I believe I do.
Okay.
We'll check during the next break.
All right.
They are still available. We have one or two left of selected sizes.
Are more being ordered? I was asked that last night.
I'll be happy to order more. I don't know that we can keep ordering the same high quality shirt. I mean, this is a super, super high quality shirt. I'm just kidding. Everything we do is quality. Yes, we got more coming. What, am I going to order a dumpy shirt? Come on. Come on. We're going to bring thunder. I have had lots of requests for triple X sizes. Because someone called and said, do you have any big boy sizes? I said, man, yeah, we got double X's. They said, no, I mean big boy sizes. You kidding? I can swim in a double X. But anyway, what size is that you're wearing?
It's an extra large.
Yeah. They fit about like a t-shirt should fit.
Yeah, that's normally. That's what I wear.
Yeah. So if you normally wear a triple X, you may have to squeeze into a double X. Squeeze into a double X. Yours look good on you. What size is yours?
Mine's a double X, and I get in it.
It fits nicely on you.
That's a big old boy.
Yeah. No.
Big old biggin.
Well, it depends on where we're talking about.
A big old gooden or a good old biggin? Or a big old good old gooden.
Our number, if you want to get into this good conversation, 272-9228. I can't guarantee.
Well, my mind's still blown about the coon hunting conversation. I mean, good Lord of mercy.
I think what he was saying was Emily jumps in trees and swims down creeks. I can't. And then there's something about a rap video.
And then she starred in a rap video.
After that, I had real trouble following that conversation. Maybe if someone could help clarify. I got several texts. I got several rap video texts. I got several coon hunting texts. I got several.
And see, if Randall just would have brought that call, he would have won a t-shirt before he had to buy one.
That was a t-shirt winning call if he'd have brought the old coon hunting tree jumping. Now, have you ever been coon hunting?
Oh, it is. I actually have a story about that.
About coon hunting?
Yeah. I know Jack's surprised that I've got a story that I can tell. I just, the whole idea of coon hunting to me.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It is the most fun you can have with your clothes on. I'm telling you. It is so fun.
Why?
Because, all right, so here's how coon hunting goes. All right, so, and I won't say everybody's names, but when we were in high school, when we were in high school, a friend of mine got into competitive coon hunting, and he had, let's see if I can remember, Preacher Man, Bud, Rock, several dogs. The funnest thing is...
I'm sorry, as soon as you said competitive coon hunting, I can't wipe this look off my face.
Yeah, no, the dogs, they have competitions. I mean, he went all over the Southeast with his dog.
But look, can I just ask you, the point of coon hunting is to shoot a raccoon, right?
Yeah.
But do you go out in search of the raccoons, or do you wait for them to come to you?
No.
Is it like deer hunting where you wait for them to wander
by? I'm trying to explain. Hush, I'm talking, Baron. All right, so you go out and you take your dogs and you set the dogs out. And then you just sit on the tailgate of the truck and you just wait. And you just sit and you wait and you wait and you wait until a dog starts baying. That means when he hits a trail, he'll ooh, ooh, ooh. And when you hear that, then in the middle of the night, in the pitch black dark, you have to run to that sound.
You can coon hunt at night?
You can only coon hunt at night. They're nocturnal. How in the hell are you going to kill them in the daytime?
If
you see a raccoon in the daytime, he likely has rabies.
You know, that's true. I saw one out towards Marbury one day in the day.
It's very rare.
He was all tipsy and around and looked terrible.
He had the hydrophobia.
Yeah.
So anyhow, when they hit a trail, you got to get to them. And then once they tree a coon, they'll bay differently. The sound will stop and it's more repetitive. And there's something within a coon dog. They hate raccoons so much, they want to kill them. I mean, they're trying to climb the tree and get, and if you knock the coon out of the tree, the dog will get it and the dog will actually kill the coon is what he'll do. So when we were training puppies, instead of just shooting them, what we would do is try to knock them out of the tree.
How do you knock it? Like with a pole?
Brian, a friend of mine, ain't got real good sense.
Uh-huh.
So we're out one day. It's right down there on the road that I live on. We're down in that bottom down towards the creek, and we tree this coon, and so Brian, he shimmies up in the tree.
No.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it's almost like the Jerry Clower story. And
the redneckery level of this story is constantly, as soon as I think we're at peak redneck, you tell a new detail that brings us to 11.
He gets way up in the top of this tree, and I mean, he's probably, you know, a good 30, 40 foot off the ground. And the coon, you shine your lights up in there, and you see the coon. So the big dog, Rock, had him tree. So we have to tie him off because Rock's going to get him and kill him. But we wanted the little pups to let the coon hit the ground and let the pups chase him and learn how to, you know, follow and follow the scent and all. So Brian's up there, and he gets on the limb that the coon's on, and he's up there, and he's shaking the limb, and he's shaking the limb, and that coon starts coming at him. And Brian's like, and finally, coon falls off. Coon hits the ground. I mean, from 30 foot, hits the ground, takes off running, pups after him. We run off. We're probably 200 yards away from the tree. Well, Brian doesn't have a light.
Uh-huh.
Pitch black dark, and all we hear is,
"Help!" Is he stuck up in the tree?
Help! Y'all come get me out of this damn tree!
He couldn't get down?
He couldn't see!
Oh, it was pitch black.
Pitch black dark.
You guys
there.
Don't hunt on the full moon?
Oh, yeah, and wait. You just coon hunt whenever you
this
coon
is
hunt.
This is the redneckest story I've ever heard.
Man, it is so much fun. It is so much fun.
What do you shoot them with?
I mean, you're running through the
serious
woods.
Serious question. What do you shoot them with? Shotgun?
22. Yeah, 22. Okay. That is no sport in shooting with a shotgun.
Well, I'm worried about shooting a rifle up in the air. That bullet's got to come down if you miss.
Baron, how many houses are around?
Well, at least one. I mean, you know.
Oh, come on, dude.
I don't know. There's houses down your way.
A couple.
There are times when I look out at rural Alabama and I think, man, I wish I was raised in rural Alabama and knew something about all this dusty stuff, you know, dirt roads. And then there are times you tell me that story and I'm like, I am so glad I was brought up in a neighborhood in a city.
Why in the world would you want to live in a city?
I can see it now. A married couple with children from Mountain Brook driving through Montgomery and hearing this story. No. Wait a minute, is this like the Beverly Hillbillies?
No, it's not a rural, it's not a married couple from Mountain Brook. You know who's listening to this story? It's Ira and Myrna from Massachusetts, and we're cutting through Montgomery on our way to New Orleans. It's gonna be great. We're gonna play at Harris. We're gonna go and play at Harris. Turn on talk radio. Let's see what the locals are talking about.
Yeah.
So then you tree the coon and you start shaking the limb.
I cannot believe, Jack Campbell, that you've never been coon hunting.
I've never been coon hunting. I mean, I know how. I know what goes on, but I just never had the desire.
So, while you're sitting on the tailgate, what are you drinking beer, just hanging out, having a good time?
Well, I don't think you're supposed to drink beer while you're hunting.
You got something in your eye? Well, why does your right eye keep blinking?
I think pollen's back.
Oh, I thought so. Jason.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
How's it going?
I bet Jason's been coon hunting.
Hey, I was going to say, I've never been coon hunting before. I have family members that have been. My cousin, when I was growing up, was like 2 years older than me. He would do stuff like that, and we would, like, he would go, and we'd see him when he came back. But I love being from Alabama. I love stories like that. I don't think I would have enjoyed growing up anywhere else. But stuff like that, coon hunting, squirrel hunting, deer hunting, fishing—it's just fun. And I don't care if Ira and whoever else must or can't understand, appreciate it, understand it. It's just fun. And this story has made my day. Because the minute he started telling the story, I got to thinking about this skit that he mentioned too. Because my granddaddy and my daddy would play that, and we listened to it. It was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. And then just to realize that somebody else had that exact same or similar experience and just recounted it on the radio is amazing. That is funny. So, you guys have made my day.
Those are memories that you just, I mean, you never forget. I never forget Brian in the top of that tree hollering.
How old were you when you did this?
I was probably 17, 18.
Oh, okay. You don't still climb trees in the dark, do you?
No. Not generally. Not unless Lauren's after me with the frying pan.
I know when you come home at 2 a.m., sometimes you got to climb a tree in the dark, but I'm talking about by choice.
Coleman does, but I don't.
Yeah.
No, that's the only kind of story that can happen when you're young. Like, when you're dumb enough, it's like pitch black outside to climb a tree after a raccoon. Yeah, that's dumb. That's either drunk or young. Like, you can't be one. You can't be nothing else. You're either drunk or you're 16. That's it. There's no in between that. That's just, that's a young or intoxicated kid. But
he just said you do not drink alcohol.
We actually didn't drink when we were coon hunting.
Well, you're 16 at the time too, but
you're invincible. You're invincible. You can do anything.
We talked about it yesterday, Campbell. Your frontal cortex is not fully developed.
And it's a wonder. I love the James Dobson quote. It's a miracle of God that any boy ever lives long enough to grow up to be a man. The things that they do.
Yeah. The funny thing is, my grandparents lived in Lyons County in Fort Deposit. And so I spent my summers and weekends, every minute I got free,
in the fort
growing up. And they would only get us spots like maybe like 30 minutes of TV. Like they didn't want us in the house. It was the craziest thing, but I mean, we appreciated it, but they didn't want us in the house.
Yeah,
we were
get
in the
outside.
House, they kicked us outside. It didn't matter if it was cold outside, hot outside, raining, cloudy. It didn't matter. We had to get outside. And we did some of the stupidest things under the sun. And so I'm with you. It's amazing that we didn't all like break a leg, poke out an eye, like cripple ourselves.
There were a couple times I thought I died growing up. You know, I heard a bullet, a bullet of a gun I shot whiz by my ear so close I felt the wind go by. This was in high school. It was a little 9mm carbine, and it went bzzz. And I thought, we were shooting on a gravel road. We were shooting Gatorade bottles. And it hit a piece of that gravel and ricocheted right back at me. And, I mean, I felt it go by. And I just I handed the gun to somebody and said, all right, I'm going back to the truck. I'm done. I don't want to play out here anymore. I don't like this game. So, hey, I got to run, Jason. Good call.
All right, man.
You remember how we were concerned about Ira and Myrna?
Yeah.
We go to Myrna.
Good morning.
Morning, Myrna.
Hi.
Myrna.
You said my name just the moment. it's like you knew I was listening.
I did. I can sense these things.
I know. I just whatever you talk about is fine. I just won't repeat this show to my friends back in Massachusetts.
Please
when
don't.
I talk to
please
them.
Don't, because
I won't.
They will not understand coon hunting.
No, or any hunting. But anyway. Yeah.
You mean they have guns?
Well, you know Massachusetts.
I know.
No, there's a few out in New England that have tents on their walls. Those. They have them, whatever, they text it, whatever.
Yeah, but not in the city. What part of Massachusetts did you grow up in?
Not far, only 12 miles from Boston.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
Only 12 miles north of Boston, not that far. Yeah, not that far.
I don't talk that way.
I know. There's a college there named Bentley, is that right?
There's a what?
There's a college named Bentley.
Bentley College, yes.
Yeah, I had a my cousin went to Bentley.
No kidding. Yeah, that's right in Boston, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's rich, though, so she can afford that.
Yeah, well, you have to be in Massachusetts. Well, okay, so have fun.
All right, Myrna, thank you.
Okay, bye.
272-9228. If you're on hold, sit tight. We'll get back to you. I want to take a quick break.
Who knew coon hunting would feel the melt the phone?
I did. The moment you were talking, I thought, this is not going to end well.
They're going on the list.
I sensed the list having to get taken out and added to.
The list is becoming a book.
We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Hidden away at Wind Creek Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery. Itabina.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Pets.com.
It's been said, we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. In 2017, the River Region Humane Societies served more than 15,000 homeless pets. Please join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Montgomery Subaru and Montgomery Eye Physicians, to collect badly needed supplies to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Drop off items such as blankets, rubber toys, cleaning supplies, and dry or canned pet food to one of our sponsors. Help make a difference in the life of a needy pet by giving to the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies with Paw It Forward. Our station website has more information. Paw It Forward from Montgomery Subaru, Montgomery Eye Physicians, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Join us on location today at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road from 11:30 to 1.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
She's got a ballpark figure. He's got a ballpoint pen. I travel around for weeks at a time, writing down descriptions of the places they've been. She plays guitar, but nothing fancy, with no intention of becoming a star.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. It's, 2 minutes till the top of the hour. Funny story about this song. At Jimmy Buffett concerts, he doesn't do it anymore, but he used to do a little game called Stumpo El Bando. And he would call a name out, some ticket, and you would come up, or call a ticket number out, and you would come up and go on the stage, and if you could name a song that they couldn't sing, you would stump the band and win a prize. And I went to several Buffett shows. I mean, several of them going up. And every time they did it, somebody would name some song, some of them kind of obscure, and the band would amazingly know the song. I mean, he's got hundreds of songs, too. Somebody up there went, Clichés. And he kind of looked around. You could tell they were stumped. He looked around. He's like, all right, do we sing that song? And she was like, yeah. Clichés. That's my guess. Clichés. He was like, all right, let's go. And like a couple of members of the band started playing. The rest of them were sort of looking at each other. And he's like, I'll be honest, I don't even know how it starts. That's why I played Clichés. 272-9228 is the telephone number. Clint.
Good morning.
Hey, Clint.
Hey, man, you got to talk my alley on that coon hunting, you know?
Why does that not surprise me, Clint?
For some reason, I probably would have guessed that.
Yeah, probably. Well, a good place to hunt coon is in the Sipsy Swamp outside Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, I'll remember that one next time I
want to
go.
The what swamp, Clint?
Sipsy.
Sipsy? Yeah.
Sipsy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Sipsy River runs into the swamp.
Good. Lots of coons up there, huh? What do coons eat? Trash?
No, man. Them coons, we had $5 when they tree three coons in one tree.
Oh.
Three coons.
That's pretty good, three in one tree.
That's good. So you just sit there and take pot shots at them?
Well, we shot one out with 22.
What do you do with them? You just throw them away?
Uh-uh.
No, we eat them.
No.
I ain't never eat a